give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, come to you today. Lord, I want to say thank you for these days and these nights that we've got to sit and hear the Word of God, and how it's been a blessing to my heart, and help me. It's something that when I leave here, I'm going to get to take with me. And I want to say thank you. And God, in this few minutes, Lord, that you've given us opportunity to preach what's on our heart, God, I pray that it'll be a help to your people. And Lord, as the Word of God goes forth, God, I pray that it'll be a blessing. And Lord, give us those things that need to be said. And Lord, if something don't need to be said, God, I pray that you'll give me discernment in that area. Because, Lord, I don't want to offend you. God, we'll thank you and praise you. In your name we pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated. Now here in the text in which we've read, we find a interesting story of this woman. And the Bible says that she was a Samaritan. And if you read your Bible and you study your Bible, the Samaritans, they were half-breeds. They were looked down upon in society of this day. The Jews had no dealings with these people. They tried their best to avoid them at all cost. No matter what it was that was going on, when they came around these people, they tried their best to avoid them. But it's amazing when the day of this day, their society didn't want nothing to do with this group of people, that the Lord Jesus, he would step over those boundaries that were made by society, and he would deal with these folk. And it brings me to my mind, why in the world would God want to come to somebody like me? I mean, when society looks at you and I, we're on the lower end of this thing. But the God of heaven would come to somebody like me and you. I mean, it's amazing when you think about the God of heaven and him coming to you and I. But here in the text, we find this woman. And when all society looked down on them, the Lord Jesus, he came to talk to this woman. And there are three passages of Scripture in the gospel where the Lord Jesus had dealings with a Samaritan. And I'm just going to preach on when Jesus talked to a Samaritan. And here in John's Gospel, chapter number 4, we find the Lord Jesus, and he's dealing here with this woman, and we'll look at this woman as the thirsty Samaritan. Now, this woman, she came every day to draw water, and every day that she would come to this well, every day she would have to come back for more. But this day was different than every other day of her life. And I'll say this, when you get born again as a child of God, that day is different than any other day in your life. There's a change that takes place on the inside. And that's why when we stand and we say, I thank God for the day that I got saved, because of a change, a person that you and I met. And this day, this woman, we find it was amazing in her life. This day, this woman, she came ashamed and left assured. She came burdened and left blessed. She came cautiously and left carefree. She came downtrodden and left delighted. She came empty and left with everything. She came with fear and left with faith. She came guilty and she left glad. She came a Jezebel, but she left justified. She came in rags, but she left refined. She came for water, but she left with a well. This day changed her life. And no longer was she the same. This thirsty Samaritan, when she came to the well, she found what she needed. If you're here today and you're thirsty, he'll give you a drink. And just like this woman, you'll never thirst again. When you think about being born again and what it is to be a child of God, throughout the Word of God, you find how that a woman who is barren is a picture of a sinner. But a woman that is carrying a child represents a born-again Christian. You think of Sarah. Think of Hannah. Think of Miss Elizabeth. These women, they were barren on the inside. But one day, they had life that came on the inside. And this life changed their life. But when you think about a woman who is carrying a child and how they picture a child of God, a woman who is pregnant, and Miss Chaston, she's carrying a child, and some other ladies here, and their cravings change because they have life on the inside. And when you get born again by the grace of God, your cravings will change. No longer will you crave the things you used to crave. You'll crave those things of God, of the life that's on the inside. Something about a woman who carries a child, talking about having life, having a change. When you think about a woman that's carrying a child, they can't wear what they used to wear. They wear what's called maternity clothes. And you can tell. Well, it's the same way a child of God. When a child of God gets born again, their change in their apparel. They won't wear what they used to wear. There's a difference that takes place. Not only that, you think about their walk changes. Now, I can't walk like a pregnant woman because I ain't never been pregnant. But they walk different than they used to walk. They talk different than they used to talk. They talk about the life that's on the inside. And it's the same way as a child of God. No longer will he talk about those things of this world, but he'll talk about what God did on the inside. And we see this woman, she was thirsty, but she found something that satisfied that longing on the inside. Are you thirsty? You come get a drink, and he'll stick a well on the inside. So we see this thirsty Samaritan. But then go with me to Luke's Gospel. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 17. Begin reading in verse number 11. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 17, verse number 11. The Bible says, "And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go show yourselves unto the priest.' And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan." We see in John 4, we saw the thirsty Samaritan. But here in Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, we see what we're going to call the thankful Samaritan. Now, all 10 of these men were in the same place. The Bible says they stood afar off. They all had the same problem. They all had leprosy. They all cried to the same person. And they were all given the same plan. But only one came back and said thank you. I said this morning, and that's the only way I know I can get across, really. But my age group, we're very unthankful. As a general rule. But do you realize we live in the best country in the world? And the materialism that we've been able to be blessed with is unbelievable. But we never say thank you. We never show gratitude for what God has done in our life. It's amazing how good God has been to you and me. And yet, we don't give him glory for what he's done in our life. It's like that old song, "As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing. How I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me." How hard is it to say thank you for everything he's done in our life? We should say thank you. Now, I thought about this. I thought long and hard. Is there ever a wrong time to say thank you? Never is. I even got to think about it in church service. Song, singing, preaching, testifying. Even invitation. There's never a bad time to say thank you. I mean, the God of heaven came to where we was. And you and I should say thank you. I don't want to never get over how good God's been to me. It's amazing. It's mind-boggling. Why in the world would God be good to somebody like me? But I want to say thank you, Lord. I want to give him thanks. So we see the thirsty Samaritan, and we see the thankful Samaritan. But then lastly, go with me to Luke's Gospel, chapter number 10. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 10. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 10. We'll begin reading verse number 30. The Bible says, "And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. By chance, there came down a certain priest that way. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, the Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went unto him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Now we looked at the thirsty Samaritan and the thankful Samaritan. But here's a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus. And we look at this Samaritan and being the thoughtful Samaritan. When you look at this fella, he was thoughtful in his coming. The Bible says he came to where he was. We see he's thoughtful in many different avenues of how this story proceeds and goes through here. But I want to bring to your attention verse number 30, or verse 31 and verse 32. Listen to this, I'm going to read it. By chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Verse 32. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. Now here we have a road. And these priests and this Levite, they're walking down this road. And they came to where he was and they saw him where he was. And the Bible says that they passed by on the other side. I'm going to ask you a question. Which side of the road are you on? See, the certain Samaritan came to where he was. There's a lot of group of people. See, to come to where somebody is, it's not easy. There's a group today that's in the world full of religion, but they're on this side of the road. They wouldn't get down and help nobody. Whenever you got to help somebody, you're going to get dirty. There'll be blood, sweat, and tears when you help people. And whenever you get down with them, not in their sin, I ain't talking about doing that, but you got to get down by them and help them. But we always want to get on this side of the road. This side of the road's a road of ease. This side of the road is a road where you ain't got to do nothing. You can just dress the part, come in, sit down Sunday morning, go home, and you've done your work. But on that side of the road, it's a totally different side. We see this Samaritan here as being the thoughtful Samaritan. A lot of times I ask the Lord to help me be thoughtful of those around me, to have an awareness of those I bump shoulders with. See, they're watching you and I, and they're seeing how we handle problems. And they're wanting to know, why in the world can they handle the problems and situations they're going through and still have a song in their heart, still have the joy of the Lord? It's because of the Lord Jesus. There's a man that goes to where I go to church. He lost his wife here a couple years ago. Before I went full-time into evangelism, I worked a job. And me and him worked together on the same place. That man lost his wife. And I've seen Donnie walk into work, and everybody in the whole building knew Donnie had lost his wife. And Donnie would come in whistling, singing, with the joy of the Lord in his heart. Now, on the inside, yeah, he was tore up. He's broke. He still is. He misses his wife. But it blew the minds of those people in that building as to why he ain't went crazy yet. But he still had the joy of the Lord in his heart. And whenever you get around somebody that don't know the Lord and their world's rocking and going crazy, and you and I, we can be thoughtful of those around us. And we can give them a word that'll help them. And we see that this Samaritan, he was thoughtful of those around him. How thoughtful are you of those you come in contact? God help me. Now I'm going to close with this. I read this a while back and I ain't never seen this before. Go back with me to John chapter 4. John chapter number 4. We need to be thoughtful of those we're around, those we come in contact with. Because there's a world that don't know what we got. They don't know what I preached this morning about that walk. They're walking by themselves and don't know they could have a friend that'd walk with them. How thoughtful are we? Now, I read this one day and I'd never seen this before. And those of you that have to read something twice or three or four times to get it to click, join the boat because I'm with you. I can't get it on the first take. If you can, praise God. But some of us, we got to read it over and over again to get her to get it. So I read a little slower, try to get a hold of this. Now I'm talking about being thoughtful of those you come in contact with. Verse number 4, John chapter number 4. The Bible says, and he must needs go through Samaria. And I read this slow one day because I couldn't get it. This is how I read it. Talking about the Lord Jesus. And he must needs go through Samaria. And I got to thinking about the God heaven that came to this earth.
Yeah, that's right.
Every step he took was purpose. And it was in the plan of God.
You're right.
And there were some areas in his life that God had him go through for people. And I got to thinking about that, Brother Shane. There'll be some areas in your life and in my life that we'll go through. And when we go through them, we don't know why. We don't understand why. This is a simple illustration, and I hope you get this. What do you see? What do you see? What do you see? What do you see, brother? All right. There's a black dot on this paper, and I showed it to these people, and they said, we see a black dot. This is our life. This is what we do. All we see is the little black dot, and we don't see all the good around it. If you realize how good God's been to you and me, and understand just the little bit of dot, the little bit of problems we've had in our life compared to what we got coming, it would blow our mind. But we always get focused on down here and what we're going through right now. And we don't understand the big picture. There will be some areas in your life and in my life, and I don't know why. And I'm not making light of problems. I ain't making light of any of that kind of stuff. Because problems are real. We're human beings. Job said, man that's born a woman's few days and full of trouble. And you're going to have trouble. But there's reasons why God will have us go through some areas in our life. I got three kids. You're going to get married for long. You're going to have babies. And all you others that's got babies. Jacob, He's going to have a baby. You're going to have a baby. All you others has got babies. I got three babies. And this is what they're doing. They're watching me go through some areas in my life. And they're following me. And when I get on the other side, and years down the road, when the Lord God of heaven has them go through them same problems that you and I have went through, we're going to be able to say, as they're coming through them, they're saying, well, I saw mom and daddy go through there. God's on their side. Yeah. And the same God that took them through them particular areas in their life, He's the same God that'll take me through whatever it might be in my life. I don't know what it might be, but the same God. So remember, when you're going through circumstances and the some areas of your life, you remember that the Lord God of heaven, He's got it all in His plan. And He's wanting you to learn and understand that somebody's a following. It may be somebody on your job. It may be somebody that you don't even know that maybe God will just put in your path. And you'll be able to say, hey, God, He took me through this particular problem, the same situation you're going through. Let me give you an encouraging word about what God did in my life and how He took care of my problem.
Amen.
And so remember, be thoughtful of those around you. I want to be thoughtful of those that the Lord has me come in contact with, because I'm glad He was thoughtful of me. And I'm glad that He went through some areas. You think about the area of Calvary and what He went through for you and me, so that we could have opportunity to be born again by the grace of God. What a blessing to know that the God of heaven is thinking about me and thinking about you. I'm glad He's thoughtful of me today. I'm glad I didn't get saved and He left me to myself. But He walks with me and He talks with me. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, come to You this afternoon.